stay out of my way, or you'll pay.
Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say? Break it down.
Break it down. You sold my dead bird to a blind kid? Petey didn't even have a head. Hey, I just met you.
A message for all of them. Shake and bake.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.
Cyclone Fanatics, it's time to get your finger on the pulse of Iowa State Athletics. Live from Benchwarmer Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny, it's the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cult of personality. Now here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Tron Smith, and Brent Bloom.
Thanks, Andrew Downs. No Brent Bloom tonight. He is basking in the Florida sun while Tron Smith and I sit here and we're slaving. Here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It doesn't feel like slaving, though, Tron Smith, when you pull up in a beautiful Toyota Tacoma. Mine's a 2008. I see these new 13s out there, and they are just beautiful pieces of work. Someday, maybe someday, but I'm cool with my 2008 because you know what? You know what they say, Tron? An 08 Toyota, it's like a brand new whatever else.
You got that right. You hit it right. I'm telling you what's going to be really great. The new Tundra, the 2014.
My wife is not looking forward to this.
Unbelievable.
I already told her.
It's going to be a great vehicle. It's going to be perfect, perfect, perfect.
See, I already told her. I'm like, Ash, you got to let me get the 14 Tundra. And she's just not amused. She's not amused. She thinks I spend too much on the vehicles anyways.
Well, that's all right. She's got a pretty nice one, too.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, it's not like she's driving a Chevy Cruze or something.
Yeah. A what?
Yeah, I know.
That's child, please.
Hey,
talk about the Chevy Cruze. Hey, welcome to Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Here, you can tell we're in a good mood tonight. One, because Bloom's not here, and two, because the Clones just beat Oklahoma State. Tron.
It's a great day.
It's a great
it
day.
It is a great day.
We're excited. You could tell that we've turned the calendar to March for the first time. I'm gonna be in Kansas City next week because you never know what's gonna happen in Kansas City, especially a couple nights leading up to the game. You know, it's a good time down at the Power and Light District. I always have a good time. And we're going to fire this thing off with our very special guest. You cool with that?
Man, I'm always cool with this guy.
All right. Matt Abdul-Massey, Iowa State's assistant basketball coach, joining us on the Hy-Vee hotline at 515-284-5966 if you have a question, a comment, or whatever. You just want to chime in on the conversation. Matt Abdul-Massey joins us after a big win last night in Hilton Coliseum. And I got to tell you, Matt, you're already you and Billy Finley, you guys kind of dueled out to be who was our favorite guest here on the Wilson Toyota radio program. And you know what? Billy got teed up the other night. He threw the jacket. He got pretty fired up, and you haven't done that yet. So I think Billy has a leg on you at this point. What do you have to say to that?
Well, his dad's the head coach. He probably could get away with that a little bit more than I can. Even though Fred's my boy, I don't think he would sit well with that, especially since Fred is the mild-mannered one. I don't need to be the one getting teased, especially if our head coach isn't getting them. But nonetheless, I'm happy Billy got one because now I can just kill him every time I see him. That's good talk to have when we're out some night and we can make fun of him.
When is Fred actually going to get that tee? Is he?
Chris? I mean, the bottom line is that if everyone's got their approach to whatever job they do, and Fred's approach happens to be one that if anyone could really open his insides and see what's going on in there, they would probably understand what that guy goes through because he keeps a lot of it inside of him. And he's just one of those guys where he feels like if he gets out of sort with the officiating or with our players, then that will translate into our guys acting in ways we don't want them to act. And
that's a good point.
It's bode well for Iowa State the last, 3 years since he's been here. I mean, we've been a very composed team, and we don't get rattled much. And that's really because of his ability to instill the confidence and the composure in these guys consistently every night.
I will say this. I tell people this all the time, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. In 28 years of life, I've never met a human being with less of an ego who should have an ego than Fred Hoiberg. I mean that. You
know, and listen, not that I claim to be an NBA guy. I was fortunate and blessed to spend 2 years in the league and got to work beside Fred and some other tremendous people. I mean, guys like Fred Hoiberg, guys like Kevin McHale, just it's unbelievable that Kevin McHale can give me a call and kill me that the Giants just lost the Eagles or tell me that the Knicks just lost the game. And mind be, I mean, I'm an employee of the Timberwolves and he's making fun of me because I'm a Knicks fan. I mean, these are the type of people that me being young in this profession, I mean, just so blessed to be around these guys, not only because you learn a lot, but more so because you appreciate really good human beings, because those guys are just a microcosm of what it is. And to me, there's in a very small percentage, because being in this business, the egos are through the roof. To me, more so in college, more so in college than in the NBA. And it's amazing that, and everyone on our staff is grateful that we get to work for a guy like Fred.
All right, Matt, before I pass it off to Tron, and eventually we will talk about last night's big win,
yep.
I promise. But when you, like when you and Fred and TJ and even Korn, like when all of your careers are done, how about you guys let me do like some sort of in-depth, no holds barred book on the state of college basketball?
Think about it before you answer, Coach.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. I need a verbal contract tonight on KXNO.
Chris, if I ever can publish a book that people actually want to read, you can write the book. Trust me.
All yours, man. Work on Fred, because I want to write Fred's biography.
I'll get Fred on lock. Don't worry about that. That's a done deal.
Somebody's going to do it. Somebody's writing the Fred Hoiberg biography, and I want to do it. It's been a dream of mine for
get
years.
Done. You know, Coach, you know, man,
I'll be your agent. It's done. Chris.
All right, brother.
Somebody's going to get
it. It's all good. I'm going to pass you over to Smith now for the hard question.
You know what, man? I'm going to start this out by saying thanks for last night, man. You guys had the team prepared. They came out. They all seemed to be, they all bought into whatever you guys were selling them, and they showed up. They played a great game, and it was great to watch, and the atmosphere went right along with it. We were talking about Coach Hoiberg, and we're talking about how calm this guy is and why he stays calm. I would want him to be calm if I had a guy like Anthony Booker on my bench. This guy, I don't know what you guys told him before this game, but tell him again, because he showed up.
Yeah.
This is the guy I
Big
expected
time.
To see when you guys went out and got an Anthony Booker. He showed up. He was emotional before the game. You know, my biggest question is, you think back to this season, had Booker showed up like this all season, how much different would this team had looked, I don't know, weeks ago?
Well, I guess one thing I could say is that you're never pleased, but we are somewhat pleased about where we are on this date and moving forward into Saturday's game in the Big 12 tournament. And the reason why is because we feel like so far we have gotten the most out of these guys. I mean, you're talking about a team that has lost such tough, ridiculous games. I mean, you can't even script these games that we've lost. And they bounced back. And that happened last night against Oklahoma State. A guy like Anthony, the last couple of weeks have really come on strong, especially in practice, where at the end of the day, that's where the guys really earn their minutes. You know, that off the court, being in practice, having a good attitude, having energy, and Anthony's been that. And we're really happy that he came out and played with that energy and effort that we expect. And listen, the bottom line is, as you guys know this, if Anthony can give us that type of production, we're going to be playing against some tough front lines moving forward. That's going to be a heck of an advantage for us moving forward.
Absolutely. I was at your guys' practice earlier today, and I think I asked three of your players and Fred all about this, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt Abdelmassey here on the Hy-Vee Hotline, is the fact that, you know, Book showed up last night in a huge way, and it could not have come at a better time. And I look at that because of the, you know, we hear about Bob Huggins basketball, and we hear about West Virginia and how physical they are, and we saw that earlier in the year at Hilton Coliseum.
Well, they got a mountain man playing the fight.
Yeah, they do. He is a mountain man.
Yeah, exactly.
And then on top of that, Matt, when you look at the perspective of potentially getting Oklahoma, who is a you know, that's a front court oriented basketball team in the first round of the Big 12 tournament, and that's some, man, you could not ask for a better time to Anthony Booker to, you know, wake up and smell the coffee. This is timing out pretty well, is it not?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we need a defensive presence, and he was that rim protector that we kind of been just sitting there crunching our fingers saying, please, man, just let's get someone in that's going to be tough, physical, and show these bigs in our league that they can't just come in here and bulldoze their way through and score and get big rebounds. And Booker was that guy last night. He was a heck of a rim protector, changed the game on the defensive end, got big rebounds. And there's no doubt, I mean, looking forward to Saturday's game and past that we're going to be battling some front lines moving forward, that we're going to need some production out of someone on our front line. I mean, the consistency of clearly Melvin Edgem, and I mean, that guy's just the workhorse. There's no other word to describe him. And if we have someone like Anthony that can come in there and give us solid minutes, I mean, tell you what, man, that gives us another weapon, and it's one that we definitely and desperately need.
Well, the thing I've always said is, and this is probably before your time, Matt, as you're on the East Coast, but I've always said this team, and this goes back to the McDermott years, could you imagine putting Craig Brackens next to Jarrett Homan? You know, a guy like Jarrett Homan. I guarantee you Elijah Johnson doesn't do that crap dunk at the end of the game if Jarrett Homan is on that roster.
Right.
To me, I see Book being kind of this, you know, potentially this enforcer down the stretch for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that, I guess, I mean, that's a good word for, I mean, enforcer. Just
if he's
really
fired up.
That's what we need, man, and if Booker gives that, I mean, we're, like I said, that's a heck of a weapon for us.
Every team needs a thug, my friend. Every team needs a thug.
Strong's words, not mine.
Hey, listen, we coming straight out of the streets that smells like, you know what I mean, and every team needs that kind of guy. And it was just good to see the kid come up and play as well as he did last night.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's amazing watching this team, Matt, because, you know, every time you start talking about Iowa State basketball, you always bring up the Clyburns, you bring up Corey Lucius, you bring up Niang now because he's just showing up. But the one guy, and you've already said it, you know, put his name out there. Melvin Edgem is unbelievable. He's playing out of his mind. And I think because he's not doing all this fancy, is it because he's not doing all this fancy stuff, or is it because we've just come to expect Melvin Edgem to have a double-double every night?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I said, I mean, the workhorse mentality that he brings is blue collar every night. Sometimes it won't look pretty, but he gets the job done. You look at the stat sheet, you're like, oh, my God, there's still a half left, and Melvin's already got 10 rebounds. He's on the pace for 20. If Melvin hasn't battled the early foul trouble, Melvin probably would have had 3 or 4 20-rebound games this year. And, yeah. I mean, that's a fact for sure. There's no doubt about that Melvin would have. And, I mean, he's just – it's amazing. At 6'6", to me, he's the most undervalued – like, if this was the NBA, he'd be the most undervalued – player in the league. I mean, and to me, he's the most undervalued college basketball player out there because he doesn't get the pub necessary that he really rightfully deserves. I mean, there's not a better guy at his height rebounding the ball and also scoring the basketball over guys that have 3 or 4 inches on him. And it's awesome being around a kid like that because, I mean, it's vibrates throughout the program with his work, workmanlike mentality.
All right, Matt, need you to put your, before we let you go, put your NBA front office hat on, okay? And yep. I was noticing this last night. I was kind of just poking around, and I'm thinking future pros on this team. If Melvin Edgem, let's say he really develops that three-point shot, let's say he makes the improvement that he did from his sophomore to his junior year, from his junior to his senior year, is he a pro prospect?
I will say this. I mean, in the league, there's not guys. There are a ton of undersized guys that are capable rebounders and capable offensive players. One of the guys I always bring up to our players, I'm a close friend of his, is Kevin Love, who, yeah, Kevin's got a couple inches on Melvin, but one thing with Kevin has is he is undersized for the position he plays. And he's just got that workhorse mentality, leads the league in rebounding consistently and scores. If Melvin does develop that outside shot, I mean, this guy is the limit because guys in the NBA want guys that just work tremendously hard. I mean, because there's a lot. I'll be honest, there's a lot of dogs in the NBA. Guys that don't work hard. That's one of the reasons why fans get annoyed by it. They don't think they're working hard.
And that's Melvin's why Deontay really, Garrett is stuck.
That's why. That's why they like LeBron James so much.
Let's not bring LeBron up right now, man.
Tron, come on. Trying to do a professional.
Hey, come on, man.
That's a radio show by itself, man. We don't need to bring up. We don't need to bring up LeBron right now. But
no, but for real,
we know how much you love LeBron.
Is that
you know
not
what's going on?
Is
here.
That not why Deontay Garrett's still around though? He doesn't have. They always say, you know, I always hear you guys say that you need, if you can do one thing really great, then you have a shot to make it in the NBA. Deontay Garrett doesn't do anything great other than the fact that he's a 6'4" point guard. I mean, he's just he's a grinder. He's a hard worker. That's why he's there, right?
And he's a professional. I mean,
he
guys want to be around him. And if you have that personality and the professionalism to go along with it, you have a place in the NBA. And Deontay clearly is that type of person. He's so likable, awesome kid, hard worker, and guys like that. And is there room for Melvin? Listen, there's no doubt we all would love to see Melvin in an NBA uniform. But I will say this, regardless what Melvin does, he's going to be successful in no matter what in his life. Because he's just awesome kid, really bright kid, and he's really what we would love every player to be like.
All right, what about this one? Been tossing this one around a lot lately. The Tyrus McGee Eddie House comparison.
Listen, I think it's fair probably on the offensive end.
Yeah, well,
defense. I think
Eddie doesn't play a whole lot of defense. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, for the NBA, I've told a lot of my friends in the NBA, I'm like, you guys are idiots if you don't at least look at this guy
because
I mean, there's not like college basketball. The NBA doesn't have as many knockdown shooters as there used to be 10 years ago. And Tyrus, what else? I mean, he's a ridiculous shooter. And I just think that there is room for a kid like him. And I hope he's given the opportunity because, I mean, I'm sitting here watching my Knicks about to start. I'll tell you what, I mean, a guy like him fitting in the Knicks system, he could sit there on the perimeter all day and shoot 10 threes. Again,
getting into the New York stuff, here.
Coach. I'm gonna tell you right now, man.
I'm throwing New York out there.
I'm just saying, man. You are invited to the palace to watch Miami and my boy LeBron James win it again, baby. Win it again. That's all I'm saying, man.
Listen,
nobody's gonna beat them in seven, man.
If the Knicks and Heat play in the playoffs, you do not want to watch a game with me.
I'm there with you. Hey, you tell me where to be. Wherever you want to be, I'll be there. Because I'm going to tell you this. I almost called you last week when your boy had 27 at the half and they still got beat by Miami.
John,
hey,
I'm trying to ask around a question.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. He went there. He brought up the Knicks.
Hey, all right. It's a 2-1 against Miami, just so you know.
Tell me, Matt, tell me why.
Here we go, yeah.
Tell me why Chris Babb can't be an NBA player, an elite defensive player, great body. And he can shoot from anywhere on the court. Does he have a shot eventually? Maybe not get drafted, but to have a shot at the bench someday?
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, there's a lot of NBA guys that really – he's the guy that kind of stands out because clearly on the defensive end, he guards the heck out of the best team's offensive player and does a great job of usually shutting them down. And on the offensive end, everyone saw a sneak peek of that athleticism that – fans really haven't been exposed to in this 2 years playing here.
I asked him that today. I go, why didn't you show that in the 2 years prior to that last night?
He didn't have
to. Right.
That's basically what he said. I never really had to do that. But that was unbelievable.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very, very good athlete and a knockdown shooter. And he's got an NBA-type physicality to him. So, I mean, listen, we want all our players to play in the NBA. So, hopefully, these guys get the opportunity. I promise you this, is that they will get the opportunity at least to show NBA teams their talent because of Fred.
That way, your guys' connections, absolutely. Last but not least, certainly not least, your leading scorer, second on the team in rebounding, Will Clyburn. I'll never forget, this was before last year, before Royce had played a game at Iowa State, and I asked Fred, I pulled him aside at Big 12 Media Days, so this was a one-on-one, this wasn't in front of a bunch of cameras or whatever. It was on the record, though. Wasn't a side conversation, and I asked him, I go, who's your, you know, tell me a little bit about Will Clyburn. I wanted to learn about him and Lucius at that time. And at that time, Fred told me, top NBA prospect that we have on this team. And that was, again, Royce White was in the program at that point in time. Why would Fred say that about him? Because obviously he meant it. He wouldn't have said it otherwise. And Will, he's been inconsistent at times this year, but he's 6'7". He can shoot the three. He's an incredible athlete. What makes him a potential guy who an NBA team may want to take a look at?
Well, I will say this with complete all due respect. I think at that time, the Royce practiced for a year, but everything mm-hmm. was like, I mean, during that year of him sitting out, no one really saw anything in him, to be honest
yeah.
with you.
Kind of like the non-conference year, last year, really, though, right?
I mean, and then the year he played, though, was a blur. I mean, the numbers yeah. he put up mm-hmm. were clearly no joke. And but I will. I think what Fred was saying and Will's ability is really comes down to his length and his size mm-hmm. and what he can do with the basketball. But the NBA is such a physical league, and you know the transformation for Will moving forward is if he gains some muscle and gains some weight. I mean, there's no doubt that there's room for him at the next level as well. And you're talking about hard worker. That kid's always going to work on his craft, and hopefully he's given that opportunity, and hopefully that opportunity comes like similar to Royce. You, mm-hmm. you take the UConn-Kentucky game away, Royce still gets drafted, but who knows where? I mean, the media attention he got after those two games, rightfully so, yeah. was tremendous.
You knew he was yeah. gone after that Connecticut game.
Yeah,
there's no doubt.
So, I mean, that's the opportunity that we hope all our players get to experience, is playing that NCAA tournament, be under the bright lights, and guys play their best game.
Well, we always hear about your guys' NBA experience. We haven't even mentioned George Niang, Matt Thomas, Monty Morris, okay. some guys who yeah. were pretty excited about. All right, Coach, I'm going to put you on the spot for your final question, then I'm going to let yep. you watch the Knicks. Who do you want to play, Oklahoma or Oklahoma State in the Big 12 tournament?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, you look at the Oklahoma game and how we lost. We clearly have a bitter feeling on how we played. They played tremendous. They played one of their best games. Of course, we would love a shot at trying to play those guys again, because we know that we let down our fans. We let down everyone involved with the way that we went out there and played and executed the way we wanted to play. So, but at the end of the day, we'll take that 4-5 game and make the best of it, and not to look ahead, but hopefully play Friday night and what could be a really fun weekend for Cyclone fans.
Matt, we appreciate it, my friend. You travel safely to Morgantown. That's, man, you're going back in your East Coast time zone. Hey, you're going to feel at home down there in Morgantown.
That was my first ever college basketball trip when I was at St. John's. It's to Morgantown, so I have great memories of that place. And
how is it?
I won't answer that on air.
Because I hear the folks up there in the mountains are a little bit, you know. Here it's like going back to my place, my home in Southwest Iowa a little bit.
Free walking Billy Goats.
Ames is like New York City compared to
Man, that sounds like my kind of road trip.
Wow.
Matt,
yeah.
travel safely, my friend.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Matt Abdul-Massey here on the High V Hotline, 515-284-5966 is the number. That's a good interview. I like doing the NBA thing with Matt. Can you tell?
Well, here's the thing, man, and I just wanted to kind of – because I don't want to put Coach on the line with
– Why?
Because
they get paid a lot of money for us to put him on the spot.
No, because I want to put him in a corner and pin him there, as you know. Like, we and Matt, we've had the conversation about LeBron before. But going back to Will Clyburn,
yeah.
you know, I look at Will, and to me, when I watch him play, I don't think he's a pro. I don't either.
Okay, I don't think he is.
I'm going to tell you, more than the fact that that he's undersized and he's not real big, he reminds me a lot of Harrison Barnes, minus the size.
The thing Harrison had is
he had size. But he kind of goes away.
He has no killer instinct.
There you go. There's no blood in the water. He doesn't have that shark instinct.
You bring up LeBron. He does not have the LeBron.
Well, you think about it. Yeah, for years, they say LeBron was missing one thing, and that's what it was. Now that he has it, no one has an answer for LeBron. Will is a great player. Yeah. He's a great kid. The problem is he's got to figure out that at any point in the game, he should be willing to take it over, and he doesn't have it. And that's what he's going to be missing in the NBA.
If I'm Fred, I tell him to go make a lot of money in Europe.
There you go.
Get rich.
Go be a star.
You can be a stud over there, but it's
mixed up.
Not going to happen.
But one thing I will tell you, Tyrese McGee, I like that call because here's the deal with this kid.
Little Eddie House.
I think he'll play from start to finish. He'll give you everything he's got. And I'm going to tell you, if he can see any part of the rim, he's going to shoot the ball. No doubt about that. You know, it's just I think he'll be a good fit for some team, and he's okay with coming off the bench in case he hasn't showed it yet.
I think Babb's got a shot. I mean,
I would be surprised if he didn't get a look.
It all goes back to the little Curtis Stinson argument.
Well,
and, like, he's so solid. He's so good at everything that he does. But he's not great at anything.
He's
and
a
that's
defender,
why he's
though.
Never stuck in the league. And Babb is an elite defender. Obviously, they have to carry over to the pro level. He's an elite defender, but he can shoot from anywhere,
and he's got
man.
The size. There you go.
He's
that's just, what a lot of people forget.
In the NBA, he's not going to have to be chasing Pierre Jackson around for 40 straight. You know what I mean? Like, well, it's a totally different dynamic. I think he can do it. I like, of all the guys we've talked about, I think Babb might be the best pro prospect.
I think he's got a really good chance to go there. You know, you don't see a lot of defense in a league. So when you get a guy that can
actually go
in there and have the size, and that's, you know, that's what you hear a lot going to the league. Everybody's talking about size, and Chris already has that size. He can go in and he can defend some of the bigger. I mean, hopefully Abdul Massey isn't watching anymore, but he can defend anybody on the Knicks. I mean, it's the Knicks, man.
Man, that's a cold shot. I wanted to note this on Twitter. My friend Travis Hines, Ames Tribune guy.
Yeah.
Wilson Toyota, you guys do a little work with the Tribune. He tweets, listening to Chris Williams and Matt Abdul-Massey on the radio, I think they just put the entire Iowa State roster in the NBA. It's not what we did. All right? We were doing hypotheticals, Travis. Travis is a great writer, though. I've got a ton of respect for him. I really do. Tron, we got to take a break. I promise we'll touch on we didn't even barely talk about the Oklahoma State game.
We'll get there.
But I love talking NBA with Matt, though. He is so knowledgeable. Bloom is going to be ticked when he finds out that we spent 20 minutes talking about the NBA because, you know, that's kind of in Bloom's wheelhouse.
Well, you know,
Bloom, he thinks he's like this NBA scout.
Bloom's in Florida. He gets thrown out of a bar because he's harassing
Did
the
you
people
see
about
those tweets that he was putting up?
Yeah.
It was just nauseating to watch Brent Bloom's Twitter feed last night.
You can about imagine what he was yelling to the
Fairly
to the
despicable,
bartender.
Honestly. I was supposed to be on that trip with him, but it's like, you know, March Madness. I can't really leave.
You didn't really want to go with Bloom? Is that what it really was?
No, nah, it's not that I
didn't
want to go
man.
With Bloom, but I, you know, it's March Madness. It's kind of what I get paid to do. You can't just, if you cover an NFL team, and they make it to the Super Bowl, you can't just take a vacation. And the Clones are playing meaningful basketball in March. You can't just take off and leave. Apparently, Bloom's
not
real.
Hey, I'm not going to take a shot at Bloom because he's not here.
Sean, what's going on at Wilson Toyota Vane?
Everything.
You talk about that 2014 Tundra. It looks sharp. I saw the pictures. I mean, what's going on right now?
Everything is going on. Here's the nice thing about Wilson Toyota right now. Going into the summer, everybody likes to travel in the summer. 0% financing, Toyota Sienna. You can't beat that. I mean,
Sienna?
It's a van, don't you know? Listen,
no, I don't
when
drive
you have
a van.
Kids.
I don't have kids.
When you get kids, Chris, other than your dog, then you'll know this. You know, you go on trips, you need minivans. But, you know, the nice thing, 2013 Avalon. You want to talk about a nice car, my friend? Listen, if you want something smooth, silky smooth, isn't it? Who do we usually call silky smooth? I forget.
Big Silky, Jamie Vanderbeek.
Yeah. This car is unbelievable. You know what? You should come down and test drive this car.
I'm a Camry man.
No, you should come down.
No, but they run the.
You got to grow. Listen, like right now, you drink Busch Light. Eventually, you're going to have to grow up. When you grow up and you get out of the Busch Light, you can come in and drive an Avalon.
Because the Camry, they run a NASCAR.
Yes, they do, Chris.
Yeah, and they're kicking butt, but they're having engine problems now. We got to get that cleared up.
But the Tundra can pull the Endeavor.
The Tundra can pull that space shuttle. Have you seen that commercial?
Well, yeah.
Who was the mastermind behind that thing? That was unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know what? It can pull your boat too.
Yeah, apparently the space shuttle. That's a great marketing ploy. Speaking of great marketing, folks over at Custom Granite of Central Iowa, Mike Fontana. You talked to Mike last week, right? You're looking at it. You're going to price some granite out with him.
I'm on their website. You got to go there. You got to take a shot at this thing. It's great. It's awesome.
Custom Granite, Central Iowa. I'm looking forward to the summer because that's when I'm putting the man cave. We're finally going to get it all put together in the basement. Right now the cosmetics are there, but I need a bar. Because for real, Busch Light is now an official sponsor of CycloneFanatic.com.
Wow.
And I'm not just saying that. It's a legit deal. And I got a lot of it. And I got to have a place to store it and keep it ice cold. And I don't have a bar right now, but so my guy Mike Fontana over at Custom Granite of Central Iowa, of course. You can reach him at 515-965-7876. Well, he's like, He is. Mike just got engaged, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he just did on Saturday. We were there. Oh, it was great. Good friend. Good guy. But he goes, you probably should do something for your wife, you know, before you spend this money and do up the bar. And it, you know, Mike's a wiser, older guy. And, you know, I took it to heart. And I put this granite in the granite countertops in at the kitchen. And the wife is, I mean, she's been on cloud nine.
Now, the only complaint I got about this entire thing is
complaint.
The fact that I've seen it on a picture. You know, I haven't seen it in person.
Well, you're coming over on Saturday night.
You got something other than
we're gonna do some head shaving on Saturday night, and you're gonna stop
you
by.
Hey, don't get into that.
We're
yet.
Gonna talk to that here.
That's a perfect segue.
But give CustomGraniteIowa.com. Give Mike Fontana a call. Tell him I sent you. He's a great friend. I would not send you to anybody who I thought would rip you off or not treat you with the utmost respect. 515-965-7876. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the head shaving. Got a great cause we're going to work on. We're going to try and raise a little money tonight here on the Wilson Toyota Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Tron and I are going to dig into the Paul Road Pizza right here on South Ankeny Boulevard. Benchwarmers, it's the where we do our game watches on those weekend games. Saturday, 12:45, you want to watch the big game against West Virginia with other Cyclone fans. This is the spot. Great wings. My wife loves the pizza here. Loves the pizza at Benchwarmers. We'll be back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, Cyclone fanatics. Chris Williams here. And one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely. They're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They are the absolute best. That's Mr. B Clothing for men and women, located on 86th Street in Clive.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
Hello, Cyclone Nation. This is Chris Williams here with a message from Channel Seed. Channel Seedsmanship is about being in your fields, giving you expert advice and knowing your fields almost as well as you do. Selecting those elite seed products is going to help maximize your profitability. When it comes to getting the most out of your acres and your operation, put your trust in a Channel Seedsman. While you may buy one seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Find your local Channel Seedsman today at channel.com. And remember, listen to the Channel Seed podcast every week at cyclonefanatic.com.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend, Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
Hey, do you like the great outdoors? You like to go hiking, camping, hunting, or fishing? Well, if you do, I've got a show for you. Hey, guys, it's Outdoors Dan Young, and I'd like to invite you to my show, Waking Up in the Outdoors, every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. right here on 1460 KXNO. We're going to have great outdoor guests for you to talk to. We have a chance for you to win some great prizes. Just a lot of outdoor information, a lot of fun. Every Saturday morning on 1460 KXNO. We'll see you there. Bring the coffee.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers here in beautiful Ankeny, Iowa. It's the Wilson Toyota Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We got Billy Finnelly from the women's basketball program coming up here momentarily. I got to talk to Billy, but were you at the game?
Yeah, I got to talk to Billy.
Billy got teed up.
I think we're going to have to save. Make sure we have a lot of time when we get Billy on.
We will. Yeah, I'm not kidding, and I'm not one to throw a lot of big words around, and a lot of people would probably disagree with that, but I try not to. That was, Trom, probably the most entertaining sporting event I've ever covered. That's not like a playoff game or whatever. You know what I mean? That was insane, that women's game on Monday night.
I told you.
That was crazy.
Me and you, Chris.
Three technicals and a fan got tossed.
Me and you last year.
That just doesn't happen.
We go to these games, and what would I tell you? This is exciting basketball. Everybody laughs, but you know what? It's the fans that don't go that miss that kind of game.
Oh, man. I love women's basketball. I grew up watching my sister. I had an older sister, so I've been watching women's basketball my whole life. I can really appreciate that style of ball.
Well, it helps.
It's not all about the dunking, and it is about the basketball. You
it
know,
it helps when
I
you have it. Someone like Chelsea Poppins that just absolutely just, plays.
We still got to do that one-on-one deal.
I think you're. You know what? I think
beat
they're
her.
Scared.
Yeah, yeah. No, I for real though. Bill Finnelly got absolutely jobbed today by not getting the Big 12.
We're gonna get there. Wait until we get Billy.
I'll talk to Billy here in just about 5-10 minutes. I want to bring on Trom. We're going to change up gears here a little bit. We're going to talk about something that's a little more important than sports, believe it or not. And I want to bring on my neighbor, Chris Hutchinson. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you here. We have you guys in Bondurant. We live in Bondurant.
You bet.
You live across the street from me. And it was brought to my attention that there's a big St. Baldrick's Foundation event coming up on Saturday night at the Founders Irish Pub. We got a new bar in town, so you and me, we know we're going to spend some time, responsibly, of course, with the Busch Lights. But, no, Chris, you and your family, my wife and I moved to town. It would have been in July of 2012. And you guys have been really just great neighbors to us, been really touching that we learned that your beautiful little girl, Ava, has suffered from cancer for a very long time. You know, she's in remission now. She's doing well. But we didn't know about this when we moved in. I wrote about it on the site a little bit this week.
That was a great story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you read it. And so what this St. Baldrick's Foundation does is it's a cool deal where dozens of folks from Bondurant, and all this happens all over the country,
yep,
they get together and they raise money to shave their heads in support of childhood cancer research for the St. Baldrick's Foundation. And so what we did earlier this week was we threw it out there on CycloneFanatic.com, and we said, hey, I'll shave my head if you can raise $5,000. They had that done in 12 hours.
It's impressive.
The Cyclone Nation was very in touch by Ava's story. We put the YouTube video out. We told the story about you and your family. And it's a really cool deal that you all are putting on at the Founders Irish Pub. So next week here at Benchwarmers, I'm gonna be bald, and so are you, my friend.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a cool event, and we wanna commend you guys for doing that. And just Talk just a little. You've done. I haven't been to this event before, but apparently it's a pretty good time there in Bondurant.
It is. They'll shave probably 40 or 50 heads that night.
Wow.
You know, I just heard that they've raised over $30,000 so far just for this one event.
That's great.
There's 10, I think, throughout the state right now. You know, 6 years ago there was just one, so it's really gotten big.
It's a neat deal too. I mean, it's right around St. Patrick's Day. I know you said every year. What's it like for you though, being? Because I can't even imagine. I that's what I wrote in the thing. I mean, I have a dog who I love more than anything. It's a dog, and if my dog, for real, my wife can attest to this. If my dog, if I hear it vomiting in the middle of the night, which dogs do, I freak out, and I'm like, man, and I can't sleep the rest of the night because my little girl Paisley is sick.
Sure,
I cannot imagine what you and your wife have gone through. What is it like for you when you see thousands of strangers who you don't know and supporting such a cause like that? You know, how do you react to something like that?
It's truly, I don't want to say heart-wrenching. I mean, it is. It brings back so much, and mm-hmm. you know, it makes really, it touches deep when you think about everybody showing up to give your kind of support for you. You know, we're not the only, you know, we're not the only family out there that goes through it.
No.
Obviously, there's, you know, 30 kids a day, they say, that, you know, get diagnosed with children's cancer.
Yeah.
So to raise monies to help, you know, it's easy to dig deep,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Go ahead, Charles.
You know, first of all, man, I appreciate you being here because I do have kids, and I know, you know, anything that my kids go through is really hard for a mm-hmm. parent because you almost feel helpless. In that. So I really appreciate you being here and what you're doing. Just to lighten the load a little bit before I get too serious, I'm glad that you guys are shaving your heads for a good cause because you two are going to be two ugly dudes. I just want to put it out there. And because you're neighbors, it's probably going to take the, you know, your housing development is going to be less worth a little less after you guys do that. But it's a good cause, so I'll take it.
You know, my melon's not round.
You know, I don't know what shape that is, but it's something, I can tell you that. But, you know, just a little bit, Chris sent me an email, and I've known Chris for a few years now, and it never surprises me when he comes to me and he says, hey, man, this is what I'm thinking. I think this is a good thing. He's always giving. And this is an awesome cause. I'm glad that you guys are doing this. I'm glad that you're bringing awareness. It made me have the conversation with my six-year-old tonight. And, you know, he dug in his own piggy bank and he says, well, Dad, here's my $20 that I want to give.
That's awesome.
And, you know,
how old's Trenton?
He's six.
Six.
So, I mean, that's a good thing. Danny and Denny Wilson, they're going to send you guys $100 also from Wilson Toyota. You know, everybody just wants to play a part, man. And I'll tell you this, Chris, thank you. And Chris, thank you. I'm glad you guys are making awareness. And I'm going to try to make it. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm dead sexy with my head bald.
Chon.
I'm not going to shave mine. Because Chon shows up,
he's got to get his head shaved.
Yeah. Oh, automatically.
Hey, you know what? I have no problem.
Hey, Chon, how about this? Head. How about here's a challenge for you. We're team strength forever, right?
That's a fact.
How about we get Chon set up here right after the show? And Chon, tomorrow when you go to Wilson Toyota of Ames, you got to raise some money to get your head shaved on Saturday night. This is a challenge.
I'll give you $20.
And I will contribute as well. And Tron, you got to show up and shave. We got hands being raised all over here in bench warmers. Tron, you got to show up and shave your head on Saturday night.
You know what?
You part of our team?
I never miss a challenge. I am in. I'm all in, as Coach Roach would say. I will be there. But of the three of us with shaved heads, I'm going to have to go out and say that I'm probably going to look the best.
You probably will.
I'm just.
Well, we're all sporting mohawks Saturday night.
Chris, but it's a great cause, man. I'm glad you guys are making everyone aware of this.
I want to throw it out there too, that whatever is raised on Saturday night
will be matched.
It's going to be matched
up to $50,000.
That's a big deal. Tell us a little bit about the details behind that.
Brian and Mary Losey, who live in Bondurant, there they've pledged to match everything that's raised up to $50,000.
Wow, that's
so
incredible.
If you donate $10, you really just made twenty.
That's incredible.
You know, it is. So I mean, you can't go wrong with a twofer.
Right now, the event has raised $31,890. The little Cyclone Fanatic one, we're at $88,446. Trying to get Colby, you know, the neighbor boy Colby.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he's a big Packer fan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're Vikings fans here.
He's
a Packer fan, but we're trying to get Colby. We're trying to get Colby up there. And Tron, we're going to try and get – we're going to do our best. We've got to raise $19,000 here in – about 2 days. Now, we're going to do our best.
Colby shaved his head for the first 2 years right off the bat.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, he just turned 8 years old. Wow. And, I mean, he has shaved his head.
He's
right
all
off
in.
The bat.
Yeah.
And he hasn't cut his hair for, I think, 3 years now.
That's what he said in the video.
I mean, it's down past the shoulders. Because, you know, he's a big Clay Matthews fan.
He is.
So,
you know, you can't blame his dad. He was brainwashed by his dad. Randy brainwashed him. From, yeah, he should have been wearing the purple, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm proud of that kid.
He's a great.
We're all coming together for the same cause.
That's a fact.
So that's good.
That's a fact.
Good.
Well, Chris, we're do anything for you guys. You know that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Team strength for Ava. Tell us a little bit about Ava, though, if somebody's listening, because I want to raise some more money. And if you want to donate to the St. Baldrick's Foundation, we have links all over our website right now. If you go to the Cyclone Fanatic Facebook page, too, maybe you're on Facebook right now. We got links all over it. What's Ava like to do for some people?
Because this Ava's a fireball.
Is she, isn't she? she sold me, Tron. I'm trying to lose weight, right? I'm going to Mexico in May. I got to have the beach body. She sold me 6 boxes of Girl Scouts.
Wow, he's riding the treadmill.
Yeah.
You will have
like,
a
beach. Well, bring on some more Carmel Delight.
You'll have a beach ball body.
Yeah.
It'll work.
Exactly.
Carmel Delight.
Well, tell us a little bit about Ava, though. She's a real blessing, a firecracker.
Yeah.
We're glad to have her in our life.
No, Ava's in first grade. She's 7 years old now, and you know, she was 28 months old when she was diagnosed with brain cancer. You know, so she's went through quite a bit of treatment, you know, the radiation and chemo and stem cell transplants and everything. She is just over 3 years out of treatment now. So that, I mean, that's a great thing. It's a blessing that I can't even explain, especially on the radio. But she lives life. And that is one thing that she has taught us, is to not worry about the cookie crumbs on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, live it and enjoy it, and because, you know, it could go away in any day.
Yeah. Well, we cannot take away what your family went through, but, you know, hopefully if all of us come together and
maybe we can eliminate that. They shocked me.
There you go.
It was
shocked.
You came over
on Sunday, and I'm like, well, should I put my goal for 1,000? Chris is like, no, do 5.
Yeah, I said, go for 5. And I seen 5,000 at 9 o'clock that night. I said, holy cow. Said, this
They're
is,
awesome,
this,
man.
This is insane.
I love the people on our website. They really are. They're great people.
They really are.
It's just a fan. If they're buying cars from Wilson, they always step up to the plate. And
the fan base is great, and it's good to see them step up for a cause like this. It really is. It's awesome. I will be there on Saturday.
Well, I expect to. I'll be there. We're going to rock some Mohawks.
Oh, man. I don't know about the Mohawk. But
Chris, thanks, man.
Hey,
We got to get to Billy Fennelly, who also donated to the cause. So we're gonna talk to him about
Sounds
it. Chris
good.
Hutchinson, hey. my good neighbor, good friend. We're going to be shaving our heads on Saturday night. Stop by. Even if you haven't, if you haven't donated, or you can always show up, and we'll take your money, and we'll put it to a good cause.
On Bondurant,
8 o'clock. Well,
where's
it starts
the,
at 5.
What's the address? Do you have the address?
Bondurant's not a big town.
Well, hey, I know that, but you know what I mean.
Just right on the main little drag there in Bondurant. It starts at 5. We're going to – Ashley and I are actually doing some other charity work, but we will show up there at 8 o'clock that night. And Chris assured me my head will be shaved.
It will be shaved. I've got that.
I'll be clear. So if someone's listening right now and they want to show up, they don't make it on the site, but they show up Saturday night, they can
Absolutely.
Physically bring
yes.
their money, and we're going to take care of it right there. Is that
we'll
correct?
Take care of
so
that.
You guys here, everybody within earshot, just show up, bring your money, bring tons of dough, briefcases.
Cash, yeah,
bring
card.
Your briefcase with the handcuffs.
Apparently
on
it turns into a party afterwards.
That yeah.
It, all the kids go to bed. All the Bush Light comes out flowing.
Any Chris you want to choose.
Whichever blue can you like. It doesn't matter.
Whatever. As long as it's a Budweiser product, we're fine
we'll
with it here at CycloneFanatic.com. Chris, thanks, man.
Hey, thank you.
We got to get to Billy Fennelly here on the Hy-V hotline. Billy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. Want to thank you for donating to the St. Baldrick's Foundation early in the week, Billy. Good to see Iowa State community coming together for such a great cause. You did such a good thing, and then you got teed up on Monday night, man. What's up?
Hey,
that was a curveball. You weren't expecting that one, were you?
I'm like, geez, man. You know, let's just stick to the cause. You know, what a great thing you guys got going on, and I'll donate any amount of money to see you bald. So, Monday night was crazy, no doubt about it. But our fans were unbelievable. I don't think we could have drawn up a better way to send out our seniors. And we always talk about. You may not always remember the scores and things like that, but I don't know that anybody that was there, especially our seniors, will ever forget that night. So it was a great night.
Hey, you know, Coach, before I ask you a question, just breathe in deep and count to 10. I want you to be calm here because I don't want you to get teed up. You know, I used to always – I watch your dad, and he's one of the most exciting coaches in the world if you ever just watch him. when he's coaching the game. And, you know, they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And you proved that to everyone on Monday night. Can you tell us, I know you don't want to talk about it, I want to know what exactly, what'd you say, man? What'd you say?
Well,
come on, man, spit it out. Don't stutter. What'd you say, man?
And I think I do that for the most part, but it honestly had nothing to do with what I said. It was.
I know. We're going to leave you alone.
Well, okay, final question. Do you get that jacket dry cleaned, or does it
you walked in dry cleaned. It's on its way to Dallas. Don't forget that. I mean, that's going to work.
All right, on to the game.
Back to the real stuff.
I'll be honest with you. That was the most entertaining game I've ever covered. I'm not kidding. I mean, and it had to do with all the drama. The crowd was insane. The comeback. We're talking about all this stuff that didn't have anything to do with the game. The comeback. I mean, you're
awesome.
If you would have told me with 10 minutes to go, the Clones are going to come back and win this thing. I mean, I had a hunch because it's Hilton, and I knew that y'all hadn't hit many threes, and that's part of your game, you know, and I thought that eventually some shots would fall. But what a gutty performance by your basketball team that, frankly, you don't match up very well against Oklahoma State. I mean, how proud was the coaching staff of that win?
Oh, that was a great win, Chris. And, you know, we were – after obviously dropping one at TCU that shouldn't have happened, you know, and then we still had a chance to lock up the number two seed, which has been our goal all along, and we just had to take care of business at home, but take care of business against a team that beat us by 29 at their place. And like you said, we do not match up well with them. I'm glad that they're on the opposite side of the bracket from us, because it's just one of those teams that, you know, gives you fits for whatever reason. But, you know, our kids, we're down 13 early in the second half, and I'm like, okay, this is going to go one of two ways. We're going to get beat by 20, you know, on senior night, or we're going to have to dig in here and start getting some stops and make some shots. And I tell you what, when we made a couple shots, when Brent hit those back-to-back threes, the place got crazy loud, and our defense just fed off of that. We were a lot more active in the zone, a lot more active getting their shooters and keeping them off the free throw line. And then obviously a couple plays late, Hallie got it going and, things like that. So it was unbelievable. You know, I don't know, you know, how to really explain it all other than, you know, I know people don't want to relive that, but Bill Self said after the big Monday game in Ames that it was the most fun coaching he'd had all season. And I think that's what everybody felt on our staff, was it was the most fun game that we'd had all season. And we're carrying that momentum with us down to Dallas, hopefully, and we'll be ready to go Saturday night.
You know, Coach, I've been telling people for years now that Iowa State women's basketball is one of the most exciting things that you can ever see. And if you've never done anything, put it on your bucket list. Mm-hmm. It's great to be there. I think a lot of fans don't go to other facilities and see them play. Even Baylor, considering how good they are, they don't have the fan drawing that you guys have on a consistent basis. Has a lot to do with the athletes you guys put on the court. Has even more to do with the coaching staff. So we appreciate that when we look at the whole thing. I'm watching this game. I'm watching this season. I remember when Poppins and Prinz came in and we beat Baylor that year when they were freshmen. I go back to all that, and then I watch these girls leaving this program. And then I start looking at the cornerstone in Christofferson that you have, and then the great player that you have in Nikki Moody, and the new addition in Kidd. You looking to the future of this team, not passing what we're going to do in a tournament, playing all that, but are you guys excited about where we are now, where we're going to be in seasons to come with the big replacement, getting, you know, with Prinz and Poppins and all those girls going out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's everybody's question is, you know, who's going to be the post players next year? Where are we going to get our size? Who's going to rebound? Things like that. You know, and those are obviously questions that we're going to have, you know, going into next year. But obviously the year that Hallie had, you know, today she was honored as first team All Big 12 unanimous selection, which I think there was only four of them. So, you know, you're looking at our league, and that's Briner, Odyssey Sims, you know, Tony Young, kids like that. Obviously Hallie coming back will be, you know, one of the most highly touted kids in our league next year, with what she's done this year. And Nikki Moody was All Big 12 honorable mention. She comes back for her junior campaign. And what Bryn's done both, you know, offensively and more importantly for us this year defensively. And I think Kidd absolutely got robbed on the all-freshman team. I'm not sure what some of our coaches in our league were thinking.
What? Bryn, you know, Williamson, big defense? Come on. What is up with that, dude?
I mean, you know, that's crazy. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, those kids know how valuable they are to us. And hopefully they have a little chip on their shoulder when we go down to Dallas. I'll make sure of that. I'm sure they've been aware.
Sure you will.
They should have that
But, you know, I think looking forward to next year, we're just going to be different. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think our guards are really good. You know, when you add two top 100 guards in the 2013 class and Jada Buckley and Tyshawn Johnson, we're going to be able to move the ball around. We're going to be able to shoot the ball. We're going to be able to take the ball for bounce. And then Hallie kind of just roaming around is a tough matchup for anybody. So, obviously, we're going to have to defend on the low post. But I think in terms of the style of play you'll see, you might – we're not going to run up and down and score 100 every game, but we'll look a little bit more like Fred's team right now.
Well, you know, I'm trying not to be upset. I know this is where Chris is going, but I'm going to jump right in. We start talking about, conference players and all that. Listen, man, I am irate. I am beside myself. I'm going to get teed up at some point. I want to know who in the HG double hockey stick does not vote Bill Fennelly for coach of the year. Listen, man, my six-year-old can coach Baylor, okay? It is just amazing to me how much your dad gets looked past every single. Are you kidding me? What in the –
All right.
What's the deal, man?
You do realize Billy can't just go blast.
I know he can't
coaches.
Go blast, but I'm just saying it's ridiculous that what coach has done all these years and not one time has he not gotten that honor. I think it's
couldn't
sad.
Agree more.
It really upsets me the fact that here we are again and we're talking the same thing in another season.
Billy, got any comments to that?
I agree 100%.
Technical.
I know one person who didn't vote for him. That would be himself because you can't vote for yourself. So other than that, I'm not real sure. But, you know, it's hard to go. It is hard to not circle somebody who goes 18-0. But, you know, like you said, I think Chris had a tweet this afternoon that Phil Jackson was only coach of the year one time in 11 NBA titles.
11 championships, one coach of the year.
Yeah, it is what it is. But, it's a crazy deal.
Well, he's our coach of the year, man.
Billy, thanks, man. We got to let you go, but we're going to be cheering for you guys down in Dallas, of course. It'll be 6 o'clock Saturday night. We don't know who you will face. And then I'm going to really do a nasty blog about splitting the Big 12 tournaments up later on this week because that's a joke. That doesn't do anybody any good. But Ian Smith got a great preview coming up for the Big 12 Women's Basketball Tournament, and you can read that on tomorrow at Cyclone Fanatic. Thanks, Billy. We appreciate it.
Perfect, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Billy Spindle here on the Hy-V Hotline. Wilson Toyota, y'all are a Cyclone Fanatic sponsor of women's basketball coverage. Man, that's the best game I've ever seen.
It's great.
On Monday night, it had everything. It had the drama. It had the comeback. It had great contrasting styles of two teams. It had a coaching matchup. It was a perfect basketball game.
It really was.
I loved it.
People getting ejected. It was all kinds of stuff,
which that fan, to me, and I wish Bloom was here, that, to me, was – we've seen a lot of bad officiating this year. That was the worst because – you know, these officials are getting paid thousands of dollars. If you can't take a guy yelling at you,
you shouldn't be an official.
You shouldn't be there.
There you go.
You just shouldn't.
This
guy, I mean, it was unbelievable with all the tees flying and people getting – just suck it up, dude.
Yeah.
Just get the 40 minutes over, take your check, and go home. Go cash a check, man. It's not going to matter if you throw a tee or not. I don't like it. I wasn't a fan of how that all played out. And Bill's, Billy threw the jacket, so I could see him getting But Bill, Bill just jumped up and yelled.
And that's just Bill.
Yeah, he does that. I mean, he does that like 15 times a game.
They can be up 55 points, and he would be acting the same way.
Yeah,
it just one of those. I think it was, but the emotion in Hilton on its own, I think sometimes you got to remember that. There's that much emotion.
Yeah,
it's got to affect the referees also.
Tron, we have like 45 seconds. Iowa State or West Virginia on Saturday.
Come on now, man.
You like the Clones?
I'm going with the Clones.
Pretty happy with them?
What? As long as they take Booker and they tick them off like they did the other night, you're right, I'm taking them.
No, I like Iowa State, too. I feel like the team is, just based off of conversations with them, I feel like they've kind of come together, finally.
About time.
Well, they waited long enough, but they did. I want to thank Matt Abdelmassey and Billy Fennelly for joining us on the Hy-V Hotline. Thanks to my good friend and neighbor, Chris Hutchinson. Just tweeted information if you want to donate to the St. Baldrick's Foundation. It's on my Twitter feed. Go to twitter.com. Chris M. Williams is the profile. Thanks, as always, to Wilson Toyota of Ames for all their support. My good friend Tron Smith will be on the air next Tuesday, 7-8, right here at Benchwarmers. Thanks to Steve Young and John Sellers. So long, everybody.